Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Always a pleasure.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Yeah, let's start in the upstate with a little sci-fi action here. During a trial run lasting several weeks that just wrapped up, BMW Group used a humanoid robot from Californian company Figure AI to create parts, which then were assembled as part of a chassis. Now, a robot can save employees from performing ergonomically awkward and tiring tasks, and together with Figure AI, BMW is testing and evaluating how humanoid robots can be used safely in automobile production. The automaker called it a successful test of humanoid robots. I find this fascinating.
Yeah, you know, we've been hearing about this testing going on, and so they've actually completed it so far. So I guess there will be robots walking around the BMW plant.
Yeah, well, there's no robots at Plant Spartanburg now. There is no definite timetable established for bringing robots to the plant, but stay tuned.
All right, what else do you have?
Yeah, recreationally speaking, the Saluda Grade Trails Conservancy is officially under contract to purchase a 31-mile rail corridor from Norfolk Southern for a proposed rail trail running from the upstate to western North Carolina. The purchase price was $31.5 million for the proposed Saluda Grade Trail.
Yeah, and you know, we've been hearing about this new Saluda Trail for a while too, so good to see the progress is moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. More options for outdoor enthusiasts.
All right, let's keep moving across the state.
Yeah, moving down to the Midlands, the sole Fortune 500 company headquartered in South Carolina is about to get a lot bigger. Sustainable packager Sunoco has entered into an agreement to acquire Eviosys, which is Europe's leading food cans, ends, and closures manufacturer. And that sale price was $3.9 billion. Following this transaction, Sunoco will be the leading metal food can and aerosol packaging manufacturer in the world, headquartered right there in little Hartsville.
It is a big deal. So, yeah, hats off to Sunoco on the expansion there.
Let's move over to downtown Columbia. As you well know, the Bull Street District is home to Columbia Firefly baseball and shopping and outdoor activities, but it's another sector that is getting a lot of attention these days. The district is poised to be a life sciences hub for educating a future generation of physicians in South Carolina. And of course, leading the way is the University of South Carolina School of Medicine and Research Building, which will be part of the university's 16-acre health sciences campus located at Bull Street. Construction for the project is anticipated to begin in 2025 and be completed by 2027.
Well, I tell you what, that's also good to see a project like this, the Bull Street Project, continuing to expand and grow and fulfill their original promise. So tell us now, we've got about a minute left. Let's finish off the state.
Down in the Lowcountry, after 7 years of planning, the $190 million Camp Paul Rail Project is now in phase two of its five-phase railway connection. Spearheaded by Palmetto Railways and Santee Cooper, the rail project will connect the Camp Paul rail line to the existing CSX rail network near the Santee Cooper Cross Generating Station in Berkeley County. The project is 23 miles of track broken into five phases, as I mentioned. You know, this is a big deal because the rail line will allow for companies like Volvo and Redwood Materials, which is under construction, to have easy access to train transportation of materials within the CSX line. So open up commerce there in the Lowcountry. And looking statewide, a report by a pair of automotive trade associations says that the international automakers in the United States outproduced the American Big Three for the first time in 2023. And that's a big deal, obviously, because South Carolina plants operated by BMW, Volvo, and Mercedes contributed nearly a 500,000 vehicles to that tally. The report from Autos Drive America and the American International Automotive Dealers Association says international automakers made 4.9 million light vehicles in 2023, and Detroit's Big Three, GM, Ford, and Chrysler, of course, produced 4.6 million. Yeah, so South Carolina has a big role in that surge.
Yeah, so I have to say that statistic does not surprise me. But, you know, but it is what it is, and South Carolina is taking part in it, so I guess that's all good. So, Jason, thank you so much for the update.
Always. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes several business journals across the state. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.